fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea, many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy. Others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fare. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Bersari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Thank you. tawa ku buatmu tertawa. Cerahkan hari-hari yang berat saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum. Mungkin ku sedang pura-pura.
Letih ini tak perlu kau risaukan. Toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian. Lagi-lagi ku pura-pura.
Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku. Ku pastikan selalu melindungimu.
Katamu aku manusia super. Setiap saat terlihat kuat.
Tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan. Padahal aku pura-pura.
Still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia with me Rahma, your wonderful Wednesday's companion on March 12, 2025. Indonesia's Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries has teamed up with the World Wildlife Fund or WWF Indonesia to strengthen the country's competitiveness in marine and fishery products, especially by increasing public awareness of sustainable fishery products. This collaboration is in line with the government's vision to encourage a sustainable and competitive fishery industry. According to the Ministry's Director General of Strengthening the Competitiveness of Marine and Fishery Products, Budi Sulistyo, an agreement has been signed and is expected to have a significant impact on fishery business players, especially those on a micro and small scale. At the same time, it will increase public awareness in choosing responsible fishery products. The two parties will collaborate to strengthen access and compliance with market standards for sustainable fishery products, followed by a campaign to raise awareness about the role of consumers in supporting sustainable fisheries. What a great collaboration between Indonesia and the World Wildlife Fund Indonesia to boost sustainable fisheries. Well, listeners, there is a lot more when we come back. More programs coming up next to take you closer and closer to Indonesia. But besides getting you closer to Indonesian tourism, art, food, and so on, we also make you closer to Indonesian music with a song that will make your day even more beautiful. Beautiful in Indonesian literally means cantik.
Cantik.
Apa?
Ingin rasa hati berbisik.
Bisikin aja.
Untuk melepas keresahan dirimu. Oh, cantik.
Apa?
Bukan ku ingin mengganggumu. Tapi apa arti merindu selalu? Oh, oh, oh.
Selalu mentari terbit di utara. Hatiku hanya untukmu. Saja kau belah lagi. Archie Widianto. Cantik or beautiful? The world would be so much more beautiful if we can tackle climate change. Each country has indeed its own ways to tackle climate change, and even the United Nations has an investment fund on climate change to reduce decarbonization in the world. The question is, what should Indonesia do to tackle climate change? Should Indonesia find another way to control the impact of climate change? Here is the comments of Dr. Agus Sari, CEO of Landscape Indonesia.
First is that we should take the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and other climate agreements seriously. We shouldn't even be disturbed by the news that the U.S. Has left the agreement. Yes. I think we should be able to do whatever we should need to do without the U.S. The second is that, we need to be innovative in finding resources to finance our decarbonization. And I believe that we have our own resources domestically in Indonesia, especially since renewables are already competitive in terms of cost against coal and other fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. So we need to focus on deploying more renewables in Indonesia. And third, of course, we need to find ways to manage the impacts of climate change that we have already felt today. Mm-hmm. And it will eventually disrupt our food security, our energy security, and many other sectors. So we need to pay careful attention to the impact as well.
For more details, let's tune in to VOI Talk Investment Climate Fund, available on YouTube channel VOR Official.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the word of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out a plant development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Well, listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Kuburan hamba bila mati.
From Indonesia by Noah, Sajadah Panjang or Long Prayer Mat. It's actually recorded for the first time in 1984 by Indonesian music group, the legendary one Bimbo. And this song itself is written by Jaka Bimbo, by the beautifully written by Jaka Bimbo from the another beautiful poems by Indonesian poet Taufik Ismail. And the song itself is about life, like a prayer mat that lays from a human was born until he dies. A very deep meaning from the legendary religious song, Sajadah Panjang or Long Prayer Mat. Well, stay tuned for more another Indonesian religious song with very deep meaning, meaningful lyrics, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Talking about cultural treasures, no doubt, Indonesia with its various tribes in the archipelago is scented with its diversities of cultural treasure, whether it is still preserved or perhaps has already gone. Swallowed by age is one of the richest. With its vast and fertile land, agriculture is the dominant sector in Indonesia, and of course, it is expected to sustain the economy of the state. Rice plants are included the most favored sector in Indonesia, because rice is the staple food for most of Indonesian people, including in Natuna Regency, Riau Island Province. The district's sea waters is bigger than its land area. About 97% comprises of the sea, while the land is only 3%. So small wonder that its agricultural prospects are not remarkable. The agricultural sector has not been managed optimally, since most people live from sea products, such as becoming fishermen, while the sprawling paddy fields are only cultivated by small proportions of farmers. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips. Alugain is done by some farmers in time for rice harvest by using some simple devices, namely a half meter sized wooden mortar, some baskets or rice pounders made of iron wood with different sizes. The size is not without meaning anyway. There are certain sizes that produce a fermentation. Furthermore, a furnace with wood fuel is also prepared to roast the newly harvested rice that has been pounded into chips. This alugain is conducted from noon until late at night. It can even be held up to several days. After a lot of chips have been produced, it's time for the woman to gather the ways of chips making. It is then put into a bowl, added with some grated coconut, brown sugar, and poured with a little hot water. A delicious dish is all ready to be enjoyed together. Listener, perhaps you are curious as to what kinds of sound the alu or rice pounder can make. Well, let's listen to the following then. Listener, to learn more about alugain when rice harvest times arrives, let's find out from a community leader who is also an alugain specialist, Haji Kamaini.
So according to the story, the origin of alugain was a man who was deliberately left in the woods by his brothers because he had an incurable disease for quite a long time. While left alone in the woods, the man created a game and some songs to fill in the time and forget his loneliness. So that is how the first alugain was created. Then he met three people who were looking for rattan. They worked for the king in Natuna. Upon questioning the man, told them that he had been deliberately dumped by his family and he had created the game and the sound. The three men then returned to the king and told him that there was a very nice sound in the forest that they have never heard before. Then they brought the king and his warriors to the forest where he heard the sounds. He ordered his men to take the man from the woods and bring him home. Thus the game of alu was created.
Maka bertemulah ia dengan bunyi-bunyian itu tadi. Oleh raja itu tadi, maka dibawalah orang yang dipisahkan di dalam hutan tadi, dibawa pulang ke rumahnya. Maka diciptalah sekarang ini yang dinamakannya alu.
As the time goes by, Haji Kamaini said, the Alu game is getting more growing. Previously, the game was done by one person, but currently, there are 7 pounders for each performance.
Itu permainan sebenarnya kalau alu itu tadi permainannya di zaman
originally there was only one pounder with one person. Now there are 7 person with 7 pounders, one for each player. So all in all there are one smarter with 7 pounders consist of 4 big ones and 3 small ones. Alu game now has become our inheritance for generations. It's for our ancestor. So it has been passed down, not just 1, 2, 3, or 4 generations.
According to Haji Kamaini, Alu game shall be preserved so it will never be lost. According to him, the number of songs in the game was not 2, 3, or 4 songs, but 12. Haji Kamaini hopes the government will help in preserving it so the Alu Emping Padi or rice chips pounder game culture will continue to exist. Listener, hopefully the Alu game played when the rice harvest comes will continue and remain stable in the society, not disappear in time and swallowed by modernization. Hopefully the sound of Alu pounder on the mortar when the rice harvest time comes will continue to be heard in Natuna.
Apa kabarmu? Ku harap kau merindukanku seperti aku di sini merindumu, menginginkanmu ada di sini. Baiklah engkau di sana. Kau memikirkanku seperti aku di sini memikirkanmu di setiap hembusan nafasku. Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali dan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku merindumu setengah mati. Padamu kasih, andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Hmm.
safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
VOA listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from South Sulawesi entitled Tome Pare. The song Tome Pare was composed by J.K. Parantean. The lyrics tell people of Toraja who are harvesting paddy in the valley and hill. Many people are walking into rice fields to harvest happily. Meanwhile, a shepherd is joking and playing gladly, waiting for the harvest. All the people look happy while harvesting the paddy. Alright, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, entitled Tome Pare by J.K. Parantean. Happy listening!
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terima kasih. Indonesia.
Today's sound.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is planning to partner with environmental activist group Pandawara to carry out a large-scale activity to address the issue of waste management in Indonesia. Gilang Rahma, a Pandawara member, told the press after a meeting with President Prabowo on Tuesday there will be a mass action to overcome the issue of waste from upstream to downstream. During the meeting, President Prabowo lauded the social movement carried out by the group of five young men from Bandung, West Java, to deal with the problem of waste in the country. Head of the Indonesian Meteorology Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Dwi Korita Karnawati, predicted extreme weather on March 11 to the 20, 2025. It potentially causes flooding, shifting soil, and landslides in Bogor, Sukabumi, and Cianjur, West Java. In addition, the agency predicted heavy rain will occur in several areas from March 20 to 26. Moderate intensity rain will occur in most parts of Indonesia, especially in several areas of Sumatra. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa ini
di luar kayaknya banyak yang nostalgia tuh. Terima kasih.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Arsy Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Arsy Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Arsy Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyum hangat itu mencuri relung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya. Sebatas semata harap nanti.
Tapi kau bagai magnet untuk